This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey boo, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start. If you are listening right now, take a screenshot of where you're tuning in from. I am always so invested, I guess, in how you guys are listening to the show, where you're listening to the show. If you're driving, I'm like, please drive safe. If you screenshot your coffee mug in the background, I'm like, what kind of coffee is she drinking today? So please take a screenshot, boo, and tag me, whether it's your car, you're at your desk, maybe you're taking a walk right now, or you're at work. Wherever you are in the world, welcome back, boo. I truly appreciate you so much for listening. Okay, really quickly, before we get started, y'all, I have been watching Love is Blind Season 5 on Netflix, and girl, where do they find these people? I've only seen Season 4 of Love is Blind, so I'm fairly new to the party, but listen, when I say I am entertained when I watch this show, I am entertained. Whoever is in the back room producing this season, they are producing. You hear me? I have so much to talk about, so many thoughts and opinions, but no one I know watches the show. So I can't talk about it with anybody. So if you are watching, please DM me. Maybe we can get a group DM going or something because I have so much to say. For those of you that have no clue what I'm talking about, Love is Blind is one of those many Netflix reality shows where the focus is to find love and get married. And they go into these makeshift rooms they call pods and they date each other. So they never set eyes on their potential partners. But the goal is to leave the pods engaged and get married by the end of the season. Now, personally, I don't think it could ever be me on that show, but I love that someone else is brave enough to do it. I feel like just my luck, I get on the show and I get to know somebody in the pods and they come out looking like Krusty Krab. No, ma'am, not my ministry. So if you're watching the show or you've seen it and you need to debrief also, please hit me up. Okay, boo. So the other day, I am sitting at my desk and I sit down because I really need to get some work done on this project that I'm working on. I've been putting it off each week and I know I need to get it done. I'll feel much better once I get it done, but just haven't gotten myself together to actually sit down and do it. So I sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm about to bang out a few hours with this, but wait, I need coffee. So I get up, go make some coffee, and I come back. I sit back down, I stare at the screen. Wait, I should get some Kleenex. I need to blow my nose. I get up, I go get the Kleenex, I sit back down. Okay, let's do it. Let's work. Wait, let me find some background music. So I open up Spotify and I'm scrolling because I have to find the right playlist. That takes 10, 15 minutes. Okay, finally found one. Now I'm ready to work. Okay, wait, while I have my phone, let me open up TikTok and see what they're talking about. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Coffee's getting cold. Scroll, scroll, scroll. I look up, 45 minutes has passed. Shoot. Let me put my phone down. Let me get focused. I need to bang this out. I start clicking around on my screen. Let me check my email first.
And an entire hour has now passed and the work has not been done. So I'm like, you know what? The music really isn't getting me in the vibe to do work. Let me turn on a podcast. So I turn on the How I Built This podcast by Guy Raz, where he interviews some of the world's biggest entrepreneurs. Really great show, produced by NPR. A few of you may remember, but I was selected as a 2019 NPR How I Built This Fellow, which was a fellowship that sought out to discover, empower, and elevate promising entrepreneurs with innovative business ideas, perseverance, and grit. Still, hands down, one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do. I was able to meet the NPR team, met Guy Raz, and it was my first time being on a stage and talking to people about myself and pitching my business to a room full of strangers. So I feel good whenever I listen to the show. So I'm scrolling, trying to find an episode to listen to, and I tap on Pinky Cole's episode. And for those of you who have no idea who Pinky Cole is, she's the founder and owner of the restaurant Slutty Vegan, a plant-based burger restaurant chain that started in Atlanta. Now she has restaurants popping up in different cities. She was added to the Time 100 Next list, and her mission was to provide Black people and all people that live in underdeveloped communities better access to healthy food. So I'm listening to Pinky talk about her career, how she got started. At this point, I am still not getting any work done. Still distracted, and now doing some online shopping, if you will. And Pinky begins by talking about her very first restaurant that she started. It was not Slutty Vegan, but she put all of her money into this restaurant, all of her time, and it literally went up in flames. She lost everything. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what was next. All she knew was that she didn't want to be in the position that she was currently in. She didn't want to feel what she was feeling anymore. So she said, okay, I have to get focused. I don't know what I want. I don't know what to do, but I just want to feel better. So she starts to run every day and read a book. She said, every day, she didn't care how good or bad the day was. Her goal was just to run and read every day because that made her feel better. But it was during that time of being super focused on doing just those two things and developing that discipline every day, that is how everything started to move for her. She said, discipline breeds success. That level of discipline really opened up my mind to receive what my next assignment was, which was to open up Slutty Vegan and create a multi-million dollar brand. I said, well, let me go ahead and log off for the day. I took out a little post-it and I had to write that down and stick it up. Discipline breeds success. And as I listened to her episode, it just taught me that in most cases, if I am feeling unsure or need some clarity on some things in my life or my business, that maybe I am not as focused as I need to be. And that if I am not focused on something, I am distracted by something else. So maybe I need to start getting more disciplined, practicing more commitment about the things that I want to see happen in my life. All of us have something that needed to be done months ago, sis, but we're still thinking about it. Websites need to be updated. Business cards need to be printed. Resumes need to be updated. Applications needed to be sent. Someone needed to be called. appointments needed to be made, videos edited, chapters needed to be written. All of us have something on our list of things we need to do, things that would make our lives better, things that push our dreams forward, and we have yet to do them. Why? I can only speak for myself, but if I'm keeping it a hundo, I don't feel like it. Find somebody else to do it because I'm not motivated to do it. It's not exciting. But what is exciting for some reason is buying a new planner, right? Finding a special pen to write in that planner, buying a new notebook that's pretty so we can get more work done and be more organized. Maybe it's making better to-do lists or opening another app that can manage my tasks better. What's exciting is color coding my Google Calendar and time blocking the work that I need to do. No. I need a mentor. That's it. I need someone to stay on top of me about getting my work done and hold me accountable. Tell me the things that I already know. But the planners never get full. The notebooks are collecting dust. My calendar is just cute to look at, and we all know mentors are few and far in between. And because I am not focused on just sitting down and doing one thing every single day, I am distracted by all the things I have yet to do. And I end up doing nothing because I don't feel motivated enough to do it. Let me share something with you that really changed everything for me these last few years. Motivation is not a prerequisite for taking action, sis. You do not have to feel motivated to be consistent in your life. You don't have to feel motivated to write your book, motivated to record your next video, motivated to do hair, motivated to create your next track. Motivation comes and goes. And if we spend our lives waiting to feel good enough to do something, to feel inspired enough to finish something, it will never get done. Most of the time, sis, it's the things that we put off, the things that we feel the most resistance to, those are the things that end up changing our lives. And the stress we feel from avoiding it and putting it off over and over again is much worse than the actual stress of just getting it done. Motivation is a feeling, but discipline is a muscle. It's something you develop. It's something you build. It's something you get good at over time. You get good by sitting down and doing it every day, doing something every single day that speaks to the greatness in you. And you do it so much that eventually you don't even think about it anymore. That will carry you much further than waiting around to feel inspired, to feel good, to feel motivated, to make your next move. So, what is the move, sis? What is it going to be? I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. Podcasts. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. So I read somewhere that identity leads to behavior. And what you identify as, that is what you spend your life becoming. So if in my mind, I keep calling myself a procrastinator, or I'm mean to myself and I say that I'm lazy, that is how I will behave, because I have enforced that. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm a mean person when you meet me, then that is going to be my behavior. But if I start identifying as a smart girl who's always on top of her game, then guess what? My behavior is going to start matching that. If I start identifying myself as a really good mom, then my behavior is going to say as such. Because remember, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And some of you need to start identifying as authors, because authors write every day. You know what I'm saying? Some of you need to identify as doctors or lawyers, because they practice medicine. They practice law every day. Some of you need to identify as a girl that's got her stuff together, so that every day you start doing things as a girl who has her stuff together. You feel me? That perspective changed the game for me, because I would be so mad at myself for waiting until the last minute, mad that I wasn't pushing the needle in my life or my business. But that's because I was telling myself I was one thing, but hoping and praying I could be something else. I was telling myself, you're not a quick thinker, but hoping tomorrow I would think quick on my feet. I was telling myself, you're not a good decision maker. And then next week, stressing over decisions I need to make. I was telling myself, you know what? You're not very disciplined. And then be sitting there looking crazy because I was all over the place and nothing was getting done. Discipline breeds success. And sometimes that discipline doesn't start with a to-do list or a planner or a notebook or blocked calendars and fancy pens. Sometimes it starts in our minds. Sometimes it starts with what we tell ourselves every day. But if I start telling myself I'm a runner, and when it's time to run tomorrow and I don't feel like it, I have to be like, no, this is what I do now. I run every day. This is what I do now. If I call myself an author and it's time to write, and I'm tired. No, this is what I do now. I write. If I'm a business owner and it's time to get in front of new clients, so I have to get myself together and get on this phone and go live, but I'm nervous and I'm scared. What will people say? What will people think? I don't care. This is what I do now. You understand? Because this is who I am. This is how I choose to see myself, to see my future. So this is what I have to do to make that happen. This is how you go to new levels in your life. This is how you get on the other side of something that looks so big in front of you. This is how you get clarity. This is how you get focused. And it doesn't have to be this huge, life-changing thing you do, boo. What I love about Pinky's interview is that after that first restaurant burned down, she didn't know what she was going to do next. She just knew she didn't want to be where she was. So she said, okay, let me get focused. And her goal at the time wasn't to be on Time Magazine's next 100s list. Her goal wasn't to be the next multimillionaire. Her goal was just to run and read every day. And because she was so focused on just that, and she wasn't distracted by what was going on around her all the time, and she was building that muscle of being disciplined, it allowed her mind to open up and receive her dream that she is now living today. Refocus, sis. Instead of waiting for your next multi-million dollar idea, waiting on your next life-changing moment, just get really good at being disciplined. Stay focused on something every single day until it comes to you. No motivation, no planners, no calendars, no fancy special pens. Just you doing what needs to be done. Writing, recording, filming, showing up, applying, speaking up, editing, pitching, emailing, calling. Because this is what we do now, whether we feel like it or not.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network, with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.